This is U.S. Civic News Scan, August 20th, 2026, from What's My Politics. Pull up a chair, because here's what happened and why it matters to you, your wallet, and your kitchen table. Today's biggest pocketbook development is a last-minute pause on planned 50% tariffs on selected Canadian imports, which avoids an immediate new cost pressure, but only for a short negotiating window. Other key items involve federal health grants, House representation, redistricting, and a court fight over who can approve major changes to the White House. Several election-related decisions are still unsettled, so the next court orders and vote count updates matter more than campaign claims. Here are today's headlines. Headline 1. Debate Spotlight. U.S. pauses planned 50% tariffs on selected Canadian imports for 3 days. President Trump said on August 18th that the United States would pause for 3 days the planned additional 50% tariffs on about $20 billion in selected Canadian imports. The tariffs had been scheduled to begin shortly after midnight on August 19th. The pause followed last-minute talks. The final terms of any U.S.-Canada agreement were not yet public. What to watch? Watch for written U.S. and Canadian terms when the 3-day pause ends, including which products are covered and whether either country takes new action. The key practical question is whether the tariffs are canceled, extended again, or allowed to take effect. Headline 2. Federal judge pauses HHS restrictions on teen pregnancy prevention grants. A federal judge on August 19th temporarily blocked the Department of Health and Human Services from applying new limits to the teen pregnancy prevention program. The judge found that the new policy was likely unreasonable or insufficiently explained under the federal law that governs agency decision-making. The order does not yet restore grants that HHS had already ended. What to watch? Both sides must propose a schedule for the next stage of the case by September 1st. Watch for whether the court later orders restoration of terminated grants or whether HHS appeals. Headline 3. Missouri judge lets new congressional map stay in place for November, pending appeal. A Cole County Circuit judge ruled on August 19th that Missouri's new U.S. House map can be used in the November election and rejected an effort to put the map before voters in a statewide referendum. The group challenging the map said it would appeal to the Missouri Supreme Court. The new lines were already used in the state's August primaries. What to watch? The Missouri Supreme Court is the next likely stop. Its decision could determine whether the November election proceeds under these boundaries or whether voters get a referendum question. Headline 4. California House special election remains too close to call in early returns. Early returns from California's August 18th special election show Democratic State Senator Ayesha Wahab narrowly ahead of BART Board President Melissa Hernandez in the race to fill the rest of the current House term. The result was not final as of August 20th. Alameda County lists additional results updates for August 21st, August 26th, and August 28th. What to watch? Do not treat the early margin as final. Watch Alameda County's August 21st results update and whether later vote-by-mail ballots change the lead. Headline 5. White House ballroom fight reaches its August 21st court deadline as construction continues. Workers continued construction on the planned White House ballroom on August 19th while the administration seeks Supreme Court intervention. A federal appeals court had ruled that Congress must authorize the project and set August 21st as the date its halt on above-ground work would take effect unless a higher court steps in. The Supreme Court had not publicly issued a ruling on the emergency request at the time of this scan. What to watch? Watch for a Supreme Court order before the August 21st deadline. If no stay is granted, the appeals court order would require above-ground construction to stop while the lawsuit continues. Okay, now for the fun part. Let's slow down and look more closely at today's top story. Debate Spotlight. U.S. pauses planned 50% tariffs on selected Canadian imports for 3 days. We started with what people are paying attention to, then checked the facts against trustworthy reporting and official records. Two smart neighbors, one story, no shouting. Let's see who makes the better case. Welcome back. Today's story is about trade policy, prices, and presidential tariff authority. Debate Spotlight. U.S. pauses planned 50% tariffs on selected Canadian imports for 3 days. President Trump said on August 18th that the United States would pause for 3 days the planned additional 50% tariffs on about $20 billion in selected.
Let's stick to this trade policy, prices, and presidential tariff authority story specifically. My first question is simple. What does this actually cost, and who ends up paying for it? Because every time Washington reaches into something like this, it's usually working families who feel it in their own bills.
Staying right there with you on trade policy, prices, and presidential tariff authority. I hear that cost worry, but look at what's already happening here. President Trump said on August 18th that the United States would pause for 3 days the planned additional 50% tariffs on about $20 billion in selected Canadian imports.
Sure, but think about the stakes on this exact issue. Tariffs are taxes paid at the border by U.S. importers, though businesses may absorb some costs or pass some along through prices. The immediate pause means the listed imports did not get that new 50% charge this week.
On this one, local groups alone can't cover it. Tariffs are taxes paid at the border by U.S. importers, though businesses may absorb some costs or pass some along through prices. The immediate pause means the listed imports did not get that new 50% charge this week.
Fair point on scale, but sticking to this story, my worry is who ends up in charge of it. Give this particular trade policy, prices, and presidential tariff authority plan too much power, and it's awfully hard to undo later, even when it's clearly not working.
That's a fair check to keep on this exact plan. I'd add reviews and expiration dates so this specific effort doesn't run on autopilot. The goal here isn't a permanent program, it's solving this one problem.
Today's What's My Politics feature. Use my representatives to find federal, state, and local officials, then compare their public records with the issues that matter to you. Now back to the briefing.
Back to it. Here's where I'd land specifically on this. Cap the cost, name who's accountable, and put a deadline on it. If it's working, fine, renew it. If not, let it expire instead of becoming forever.
I don't hate that, staying on this same plan. I'd just add one thing. Make sure the people this trade policy, prices, and presidential tariff authority story actually affects get a real say in whether it's working.
I can work with that, for this specific case. My bottom line is still, prove that a smaller, local fix can't handle this before reaching for the biggest tool.
And my bottom line on this one is, don't let wait and see become an excuse to leave people hanging. Watch for written U.S. and Canadian terms when the 3-day pause ends, including which products are covered and whether either country takes new action.
Can't really argue with that. Watch what actually happens with this, not just what people promise.
Exactly. Thanks for sticking with us on this one. It's exactly the kind of story folks should keep watching closely.
And that's today's briefing. It's informational and nonpartisan, so follow the linked sources for the full record and updates, make your own call, and we'll save you a seat tomorrow.